Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. How are you? And we want you to listen today, of course, for our special password. And when we give you the password, you have to fax in your name, your home telephone number, and the password. And we will randomly select a winner to get two tickets to see a live broadcast of the Phil Henry Show at the Museum of Television and Radio on Thursday, November the 2nd. So sometime during today's show, we'll give a password. Then I want you to fax that password in with your name, your home telephone number, and fax it to the correct number that we give you, and we'll give you that number later on in the program. So did you read about former President Carter? Were you able to get Pastor Rennick? Thanks, Mike. We did. Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation is going to join us in just a moment. Former President Carter, who you may or may not know, is a Sunday school teacher and has been since he was 18 years of age, said that he is cutting ties with the Southern Baptist Convention because he finds it increasingly rigid in its views on the role of women. Said the former president, "My grandfather, my father, and I have always been Southern Baptists, and for 21 years since the first political division took place at the Southern Baptist Convention, I've maintained that relationship, but I can no longer do that." And what is he finding fault with? Well, he finds fault with the belief that some Southern Baptists have, in fact, they declared this in their convention 2 years ago, that wives should submit graciously to their husbands. Pastor William Rennick is on the line with us from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower. And Pastor Rennick, you are a Southern Baptist, correct?
Yes, I am.
And did you see this?
I did see the former president's comments, and I think we need to be a little kind, and I think we need to understand that former President Carter, in my opinion, Phil, does not understand what graciously submit means. And I do not think that the former president understands what it means when we say that women should no longer serve as pastors, which is also...
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. That was also something that was reaffirmed in the convention.
That is correct. In our annual meeting in June, the convention declared that women should no longer serve as pastors, although that statement of faith is not binding. And
why should women no longer why should women submit graciously and
right.
and why should they no longer be pastors, and why should former President Carter be a member of any religion that believes that?
Right. Well, I think you need to. I think everybody needs to slow down and calm down. And everybody needs to back up. You see, biblically, what we mean is that a woman should submit graciously to her husband. It's not that she is his slave, all right?
Right.
That means that she's his pack mule. And it doesn't mean that she's his housekeeper or anything like that. All that means is that if when a man says to a woman, "It's time for you to give the gift of love," you just don't argue. You simply retire to the bedroom area or wherever he would like you to retire to. And I don't know, we have a very busy family at the tool bench or patio or something. You retire to that area. And you do so and await the man quietly and with reverence. So all that means is when a man says it's time for the gift of love, and you don't give him no lip.
And okay, I got to interrupt you, Reverend.
Sure.
You're saying things like you're in a pretty noisy area there, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready for our annual pageant this weekend. We are very busy here in our offices, and I will try to keep the noise down as much as I can.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say go ahead and tell those guys to shut up, but I guess you can't.
Not right now, Phil. We are in close quarters right now.
All right, so the question is, you just said that for a woman to graciously submit to her husband means that biblical quote is about sex?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It is about a woman. It's not about sex. It's about a woman giving to her man the beauty of their marriage, the beauty of their love. And I think it's a beautiful quotation from the Bible that says the man is the head of the household.
Right.
The man rules the roost.
I understand.
Man, not woman, not a child. They're not talking about the gardener. They're talking about the man.
Where about
the man?
Whereabouts in the Bible does it say that?
In Corinthians, it tells us that the man is to the family as Jesus is to his flock.
Okay.
So what that means, Phil, is that a woman should graciously submit to her man the way the flock would submit to Jesus.
We're not saying that the man is Jesus.
We're not saying a man is Jesus. What we're saying is the wife, in Corinthians, it very clearly spells it out, that the wife, you see, Phil, you have to understand, it's a good thing.
I got that, but...
You know, it's a good thing. It means that a woman is submitting to Jesus. And I say to women who have had a hard time understanding Corinthians, you'd say, would you turn Jesus down? You'd say, no.
Yeah, but this is a sexual thing, sir.
I understand that.
So you can't attribute sex. You say when a woman graciously submits to Jesus, you're saying graciously submits to Jesus for sex?
I'm saying, and I've never used the word love. I have said to you that a woman graciously submits to a man when he requires a gift of love. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, he said to her, I need, you know, some of that sweet stuff. And she said, all right, where do you want me? He said, you prepare yourself now, just as Mary prepared herself. Mary Magdalene prepared herself. The women prepare themselves. And all in ancient biblical time, you prepare yourself. He said, now you get yourself ready, because it's going to be good. Now, that's not a bad thing.
Well, why? I mean, it's not...
I think a former President Carter made it sound bad. I think it's wrong for him to do that. I think he makes us all... I don't think he did himself proud. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. You're saying, Reverend, that the Southern Baptist belief that women should graciously submit to their husbands is a positive thing.
Well, it's a very, very positive thing. It is biblical. It is scripture. There's nothing bad in the Bible. The Bible's a good word. The word that the Lord came down and said, I got the news. Hallelujah, I got the news. There's a train coming.
Right.
Get on board. There's a train coming. And y'all get on board. That is good. That's not bad.
All right, we're talking with Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. I got to tell you something. Pastor Rennick, one of these days I want to go down to you or to your church and listen to you preach.
Come down. Everybody's welcome. And we are down in Bellflower, California, and I'll tell you this. We are predominantly an African-American community, but I got no problem with a white man in my church. All right? I got no problem with a white man in my church. I say everybody's welcome in my church. So you see what I'm saying, Phil.
All right, so Pastor Rennick, you're saying that it is biblical that a woman should submit to her husband. You say it's in Corinthians.
In Corinthians, it says, the man is like Jesus. So when a man say to a woman, it's time for you know, in love. What would you, that like Jesus saying to you, you know, it's time for Jesus. Give me a little, you know. And that's all.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Pastor William Rennick commenting on Jimmy Carter leaving the Southern Baptist faith because he says that their belief that women should submit graciously to their husbands is a sexist and is a wrongful interpretation of the Bible. And he also says that their belief that women should no longer be pastors in the Southern Baptist Church is also a wrong interpretation of the Bible. But you feel the interpretation of the Bible that says women shouldn't be pastors is correct?
I think it's correct, Billy. It is in Corinthians. And again, I, you know, if it was up to me, I let women be pastors. But it ain't up to me. It's up to God. You see what I'm saying? In other words,
but don't you think it's right for a woman to have the opportunity to serve her faith the way a man does?
Oh, I see. So you're going to tell us?
No, I'm not telling you.
Why don't you tell us all about it? Why don't you go ahead? You tell me all about it.
No, sir, I'm not trying to tell you. All...
Well, you are. You're trying to tell me what's in the Word of God. I don't care. I've said to you, Phil, I don't care if a woman becomes a pastor. I don't care. Jesus Christ and the Lord Almighty God said that women cannot be. I don't ever remember any woman being an apostle. You ever remember a woman being an apostle?
No, sir.
Do you ever remember a woman, any of that mess?
No, sir.
You gonna tell me?
Sir, I'm not trying to tell you.
You go ahead. How long you been a theologian?
Sir, I'm not a theologian.
Is that right? Were you trying to tell me what's in the Bible? Go ahead. Why don't you tell us all that you know?
Reverend, I don't know.
Then you listen to me, and I'll tell you that God Almighty in the Holy Bible said that women can't be pastors, and they should submit their husband when he say, I want some. All right? And Philip, sir, I don't mean to tell you how to live your life or anything. I'm telling you it's right for Southern Baptist.
I understand it, sir. And I don't mean to offend your religion or your faith.
I think that former President Carter is doing a disservice to himself, is doing a disservice to faith, and to reassess.
All right. Hold the line here. That's William, Pastor Renick. He's from Joyful Union. The guy's very opinionated. He's really, I don't know. I'm not a theologian, so I don't know. Anyway, President Jimmy Carter says he no longer wants to associate himself with that sect of the Southern Baptist faith that A, believes women should submit graciously to their husbands, or B, no longer believe that women could serve as pastors in the Southern Baptist faith. Pastor William Renick happens to believe those two things to be cornerstones of his ministry in the Southern Baptist religion. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We'll be back with more from Pastor William Renick here on The Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I'm saying.
1-800-449-8686. Where's that Richmond call? 5? Because he's a Baptist. I have with me...
I'm right here, Phil.
No, I know. Pastor Renick, I've got another Southern Baptist on the line. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Pastor William Renick from the Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. And you're saying that President Carter, so that you guys will know, former President Carter said that he is cutting ties with the Southern Baptist Convention because they believe women should no longer serve as pastors and that they should submit graciously to their husbands. It sounds like women should be subservient to their husbands.
Phil, that's not a bad thing.
All right.
It's not a bad thing. President Carter trying to make that a bad thing. That is not a bad thing for a woman to submit graciously to a husband. Not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And what I'm saying to you is, when a man says to his wife, you know, I want me some, or whatever he's going to say, that is good. That brings them together.
And I want me some.
Whatever, however the man say.
All right.
Because that's like Jesus saying it.
That's like Jesus saying, I want me some.
Did you know something? You said it, not me. You said it, not me.
No, that's what you just said. That's Jesus coming up and saying, I want me some.
You said it, not me.
No, you said it.
No, I think you said that. I'm saying Jesus in Corinthians. Man like Jesus.
All right, let me take some phone calls here, Pastor, from people who obviously would like to talk about this. Valrico, Florida, on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, this is Stacy from Valrico. And
hi, Stacy.
Hi, Phil.
How are you?
I am doing well. I'm a little bit, I don't know, just on edge about this topic here. I would like to respectfully disagree with the Reverend. I did live in Bellflower for 2 years myself. I am a native Californian. And as a woman of God...
Did you come to our church?
Excuse me?
Did you come to our church?
No, I'm sorry. I have to say I did
right.
not.
Sorry that we missed you.
Oh, I did attend the First AME Church in Pasadena, California.
I know First AME, Pasadena. Is that Reverend Wallace?
It was quite a few years ago, so I'm not exactly sure.
I know the First AME in Pasadena. They're wonderful people.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I agree. But however, Reverend, I have to respectfully disagree with you that what you're saying, you're making it sound like it's a sexual submission.
You know, I'm not trying to sound like a woman is a sexual slave. I am not saying that at all. Since I'm saying that in Corinthians, they lay out a wonderful master plan for the family. Would you disagree with that?
Oh, no, I would not disagree.
And in Corinthians...
Well, let the lady finish, okay?
Reverend, let me just say this. In Corinthians, they lay out that the man is like the shepherd as Jesus is a shepherd under his flock.
Yes, and can I
all men.
Reverend, can I clarify what
you are like shepherds unto their flock.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Reverend,
you got me testifying.
Right,
you know, you got me testifying right now, and I'm sorry if I ever.
Yeah, you
got
to back it down a little bit, Reverend.
Yeah, all right. I apologize.
Let me clarify what my understanding is.
But
Reverend,
can I get an amen on that?
Amen, Reverend.
All right. You know, because all I'm trying to say, when a man comes up to a woman, says, I've been working hard all day. You know, I'd like to get a little bit.
No. That is not what Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ had in mind when for a woman to submit to her man.
You don't believe
that. As a man would submit to Jesus Christ. What he's meaning is it's a spiritual submission. There's got to be one person ahead of the household if there's a husband and a wife in the home.
Well, I'm saying
that's
a man.
Spiritually speaking, when there is a situation in the home, when a decision has to be made, the woman's input is heard, and then ultimately if there is a disagreement, they pray about it, and then the husband makes the ultimate decision.
You know, sister, you got we got to boil that down. We need the Reader's Digest version of that because you got a long, drawn-out,
Okay, here's your Reader's Digest.
A whole bunch of hoo-ha.
Okay, you're right.
And all right, yeah.
Here's the boiled down.
What I'm trying to boil that down. See, if Jesus said to me, you got to submit, I'm going to tell you this, sister, and I mean this with God and love in my heart, but if Jesus said to me, submit, I'd turn around and pull my pants down. I don't know what the Lord wants from me.
No, if Jesus said to submit, I would get on my knees and ask
him
what it is.
With your rear end up in the air if you have to. Because
no, wait a second, okay?
I'm sorry?
Wait a second. If Jesus said to you, submit, you'd turn around and pull your pants down?
I don't know what the Lord wants from me.
So you get on your knees and you wait and ask and see what he wants.
I get on my knees with my rear end up in the air is what I'm trying to say. You won't say that. You won't say that, will you?
I won't say what?
That if Jesus said to you submit, you'd get on your knees and your hands.
No,
okay?
I would get on my knees.
Wait a second.
As asked of us.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that we don't know what God wants for us.
But you don't interpret what he wants for you and get on your knees. You get on or on your hands. You get on your knees and you wait. You don't
says you get on your hands and knees, then what you going to do?
You don't assume what he wants from you. You wait till he tells you what he wants from
you. I'm cutting out the middleman. I'm going right for it.
But that's,
what
but
you
that's
think
not
it means?
Your place.
I think that's bordering on blasphemy, and I'm not a...
Oh, you a theologian?
Well, no, I'm not a theologian.
You're going to tell me what it's all about now, is that it?
It doesn't... Wait a minute. Can I clarify something?
Just go right ahead.
Just because you go to a college and you get theology lessons does not make you a man of God. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Henry is a host. He's trying to tell me now what the Bible says. I know the Bible. I read the Bible.
But you know what? This is not about Bible.
But wait a minute. When you say that God says to submit and you're taking your pants off and putting your rear end up in the air...
Because I don't know the mind or the will of God. And I fear for any man.
So if you don't know the mind and the will of God,
don't know the will of God.
On your knees.
And God says to me, submit. He says to me, William, I want you to submit to my will. Why don't I just drop my shorts?
Because he didn't say that, William.
He didn't say that, but how do you know that that's not...
Well, is God going to do that? God's going to make you drop your pants and put it to you, huh?
I don't know.
No, he's not.
I don't know.
No, Phil, I have to say respectfully,
man
is doing a disservice to any faith, let alone the Christian faith, let alone the Baptist faith.
You know, they say that about me. They say that about me every year. They try to get me thrown out of the church.
Well, because you're going way off the deep end, and you're trying to send a message about what submission means.
Right.
And I don't even think you have to even go there sexually about if the man needs love or whatever.
But you tell me, you read that in the Corinthians, and you see it says a woman submits to her husband gracefully, and you don't think it means sex? Oh, come on.
No, I don't think of sex.
You got to put a smile on your face.
Is at, and that's not where Jesus
you might be cooking a turkey. You might be cooking him up some ham bone or lentil soup. And he said, I got to get me some. And you say, yes, sir. You take that apron off. You go in the bedroom, make yourself pretty.
No, that is not.
You go in the bathroom.
I think he is really doing a disservice to any person who is trying to decide upon any religion or any faith.
Listen, I thank you for your call. I'm going to take a break now. Pastor Rennick.
But you got to understand something, Phil. I just like to say something.
I can't let you say something right now. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Four. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, severed his ties and relationship with the Southern Baptist Convention this week because he said they believe, A, that women should submit graciously to their husbands, wives should submit graciously to their husbands. He believes that's a wrong interpretation of the Bible, and that they can no longer be pastors serving God. Pastor William Renick is with us. He's with Joyful Union Congregation, and you've got a lot of stuff going on there.
You have to forgive me, Phil. We are in the middle of rehearsing our pageant. Every year we do a Halloween pageant for the children, and we've got a lot going on out here today.
What is it, a play?
Yeah, we get the kids involved and all the adults. This year we're doing Blackula, and I will tell you, it's a blast.
You're doing Blackula?
Yeah. What about it?
No, nothing. I just, why not, why do you call it that? Why don't you just call it Dracula?
You know, you're a white man, and that's fine, and that's very nice for you, and I congratulate you on that. But we're black people.
And no, I understand you're black people. Why don't you just do Dracula?
Because we're doing Blackula. Because that was the movie with, what's-his-face?
Who was in that movie? Who was in Blackula?
Look it up on IMDb. I don't know. But I think it was William Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know he was very good. Okay, never mind.
Why you get me sidetracked on this? All I'm saying is that when the Bible says, bend over, all I say is how far you want me to spread. Because I can tell you...
Why does it have to do with sex? And that's the whole question that everybody has been asking.
Because I don't know the mind of God. I'll tell you something else. A woman is not a pastor because there are no men. Are no women who are apostles. When your husband gets a little antsy in the pants, it's time to bite the pillow for Jesus. And all I've said throughout my career is that I abide by the Bible, Corinthians, and all the Word of God.
I understand, and that's a...
Not just some, all the Word.
And that's why I respect you, and that's why we're getting your opinion here. St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. St. Louis, hello. St. Louis, you're not there anymore? Okay, goodbye. Here is Detroit on the Phil Hendry Show. Detroit?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to the Reverend that you have the wrong idea of submit.
I got the wrong idea.
You have the wrong idea of submit.
How'd you figure that?
Because you're using the Word. You're using the Bible. Okay,
right.
And you're turning it into something that it was not said.
That's what
when
I,
it
I
says
go by the Bible.
When it speaks of wives submitting to husbands, that's more so on the line of being obedient. That's more
well, that's
saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's
brother,
more
but I,
saying. That's more along the line of saying.
That's right.
Everything else that matters, okay, in life, in your life,
brother,
you
I'm
need to put
is,
to the side and make your husband first.
That's
that
right.
Does not say anything about sex.
Well, wait a second, brother. You have got to understand that that is part and parcel of the Word that Paul was giving the Corinthians.
Right. This is the message that Paul was speaking to the Corinthians.
That's right.
Now, you just said, now, wait a minute. You just said Jesus said it.
Nah, well, you know what Paul said. You know what the Bible is, the Word of God. I'm saying that Paul was revealed the Word of God, all right, that he communicated to the Corinthians. Paul speaks through Jesus.
Okay.
Paul speaks through Jesus.
Right.
Not Jesus speaking through Paul.
No.
I'm glad you caught that. I wasn't going to touch that one.
Paul speaks through Jesus.
I'm listening to what
I'm
you're saying.
I'm saying to you that you have to, you must consider part of that when a man says to a woman, all right, now let's get going, let's get busy, he ain't just whistling Dixie.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
And she just better say, he said, you jump out, she said, how high?
Okay, but Reverend, let me ask you this: you're speaking on what, on what?
You see, that woman said to me, that sister called last.
Wait a minute. I listened
to
what she was saying,
no, but
she said to me, was correct.
I get down on my knees.
Right, you
I
get
said,
on
well,
your
you
knees
better,
and you ask for guidance
that's
and
right.
direction.
I said, you better get ready, get down on your hands and knees.
Okay, now let me ask you this.
Right.
You say that you read the Word of God. And you're a pastor, so you should know the Word of God very well,
Joyful
right?
Joyful Union Congregation, 15 years.
Okay. Do you remember back in the Old Testament when Saul was killed and David became king of Israel?
I'm not familiar with that.
Then how can you? You don't even know the word.
No, I am talking to you about today.
No, the guy.
You're not a theologian.
The point that I'm trying to make.
Say
is
that
this.
Again. What was that one you were saying to me?
The point that I'm trying to make is this.
Right.
When David became king of Israel, okay, he had to submit himself to God. But what he did before he took over, after King Saul was dead, he knew the job was his.
But he went to God, and
he asked for direction.
You submit yourself to God, the
wife should submit herself,
right.
Meaning, okay, she should go, and if she has a problem, if she has a question, she should be able to submit her life and ask her husband for guidance and direction.
Right, but that also means that he said you better take a walk down the douche aisle, and you better get on down. And you
didn't get nothing to do with,
I don't know if you can say that, but
you know, this sounds like another Waco, Texas situation.
Waco, Texas, I got no kind of,
this is another David Koresh we're talking to here.
What you talking about? I'm saying, you know, God said you better submit. I said, if you got douche, I don't know what you need.
What do you got to bring up douche for?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Are you douching? What has that got to do with religion?
Once again, Mr. Henry, you gonna illuminate us with your theological training?
Well, I tell you what, good Reverend.
I don't have any training.
Yeah, you damn right you have no training. You got to listen to me.
Well, Reverend, I tell you what. You need to take your training, and you need to go into the book of 2 Timothy, and where it says, study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, you need to look that up.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
You need to look that up.
I'll look it up.
Because I don't understand how you can call yourself a pastor.
I'm a pastor.
And you have, and you are in charge.
We're having Blackula this week.
And see, that's another sick thing, but that's a whole other show.
What's the
sick thing
about
that?
Hold on. Now you just said something. You opened up a can of worms. Now hold on. I respect my people, and I'm having Blackula this week.
Okay, but you do understand that you will be held accountable for this one.
I'm going to go to hell for having a Blackula?
No.
That's a hell of a good movie.
Well, actually, you just might, because the Dracula himself was, and that's what you're imitating, just you putting color into it, but Dracula was a demon. How can you bring demons into the church?
Because we defeat the demon, brother. That's what we do. We defeat demons
every
day.
Then if you're defeating the demon should never enter the church. The demon should be on the outside trying to figure out how to get on the inside.
But
the angel of God ain't going to let him through.
I ain't going to let no demon through, and I ain't going to let Dracula or Blackula. So we defeat both demons, the white man and the black one. There's a white one, Dracula,
but it's not
and the black one.
See, it's not about black and white, and it's not about sex.
Well, you
it's about listening to God. It's
I'll
about
tell you right now.
Holding ourselves accountable when we step up to join a church and we say that, yes, I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins, and yes, I want to follow him.
All right,
in order
thank you.
To follow him, right. We have to submit to him.
Thank you for your call. I think it was...
He didn't make no sense.
He made a lot of sense to me. We'll take one more call here for Pastor William Renick, Redlands on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'd like to talk to the Reverend.
Yes,
Reverend,
ma'am.
I am very disgusted with everything that you have said.
You white woman?
I think you should be ashamed
you white?
To call yourself a pastor. This is not about race. This
no,
is about being a Christian.
No, I just want to ask you a question.
Excuse me, sir.
He said he didn't
I
like
have
Blackula.
The right to talk.
He said he didn't like Blackula. I just wonder what you thought of that. That's all.
No, I'm not talking about Blackula. I'm talking about the disgusting points that you're talking about that my Lord would ask you to be on your hands and knees.
I don't know the mind of God.
You
know,
the
mind of God? Do you know the mind of God? Do you know the mind of Jesus? You don't know the mind of God.
If you are a theologian, why have I not heard one Bible verse quoted?
I quoted Corinthians.
Sir?
I quoted Corinthians. I don't have my Bible on me.
That is a chapter of the Bible. That is not a Bible verse.
Next year we're
going to
do we're redoing Vampire in Brooklyn next year.
If you're going to bring up God's word, then at least support it.
I tell you right now. I'll tell you this right now. Okay?
Go ahead.
If God said to you, and I don't know what your name is, I'll just call you Lady in Redlands. I like that song, Lady in Red. Are you the
anyways,
lady? You the lady
anyways.
In Red. If God said to you, lady, you better take a walk down the douche aisle. Because
okay, I can't take this any longer.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Horrible.
You know you ain't biting a pillow for Jesus? You ain't
I'm
biting
sorry,
a pillow for Jesus.
But I think what you need to do is
you
to
be
get
in defiance of the word
real
of the Lord.
Pastor on the phone.
I always
a Bible basis.
Are we gonna have Vampire in Brooklyn?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, let me tell you there, that was a profane thing you said right there.
What was that?
Oh my God. You might as well have your pants off while you're...
Okay, that's fine.
You, sir...
No, ma'am.
Have
I'm
no
You never take the Lord's name in vain around me.
You should talk. You're talking that my Lord is going to have you on your hands
Lord.
And knees. Yeah, my Lord.
Yeah, he just might have you on your hands and knees, and you might as well just bite that pillow and enjoy it.
No,
I don't
Lord
know what God...
Do
okay, that's it. That's fine. That's terrific. Thank you. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What does he want? I don't want him back on the... What do you want?
What do you think it means when the Lord says, take my vein? I think that...
That doesn't say that. He says, take the Lord's name in vain. Take my vein. I want the number of that pastor. I'm inviting him to my Christmas party. No, I'm kidding. We can't have him on anymore. 1-800-449-86. We're having Blackula this year at our pageant. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I don't know much about religion. I'm not a guy to bash religion. I think that's pretty dull. I think people that bash religion, and especially radio talk show hosts that go down that road, that's dull. You know, it's been done. I'm not a really religious guy, but I'm not here to... I'm not going to make fun of somebody's religion. Kind of a mental case. Why would anybody do that? It's like I've said before, you know, like people who claim they're atheists. You know, whatever, man. You know, real boring. You're an atheist. Way great. Next point. What, do you think it's going to make me upset? I don't care. Believe, don't believe. I've always believed people who are atheists, they just had some, like, problem when they were a kid. Like, they prayed for their dog, Puffy, not to get hit by a car, and God took Puffy anyway. And so now they're atheists ever since. You know, God disappointed them. What, are you an atheist, Taylor? You not? You worship at the shrine of, you're all messed up. Taylor lived in the Philippines for a while. He's an animist or something. He's like into voodoo. But I did, you know, and as such, I'm a guy who is respectful of people's religion. And my wife is Catholic. The kids are. I was baptized and raised Catholic. I can't really say that I practice it because I don't go to communion or any of those Catholic sacraments. But I do go to Mass with Maria and the kids. And I find it interesting, and it makes her happy. Because she likes to know that I'm there, and it's a family event, so that's fine. I got no problem with that. And but we went to Mass one Sunday. It was not too long ago. And the priest was only like 4'8". He was a little guy, and it kind of messed it up for me. You know, when a priest has got to get on phone books, I don't know. You ever been to a Catholic Mass? Because there's a lot of altars and long gowns and chalices and stuff. So it's a very regal and very beautiful ceremony. But when the guy you can barely see him above the altar, I don't know. Anyway, he was only 4'11", and when he moved in, I was taken by surprise. There was something about it that was wrong. Almost as if I said to Maria later, I don't think they should let priests do. She said, what? I think they ought to be bigger. She said, what the hell, do you think this is the paratroopers? He's a priest. I can't they have a height requirement? Why? Well, the guy was small. I think they should be tall. That's all I'm saying. She goes, boy, you really are something. I'm not trying to do anything. I just think they should be tall. I think that you ought to be able to feel, you know, that there's some stature there, that they're close to God and they're big. And it's like a president, you know. It's like that whole thing between Bush and Gore. Bush, he's a little guy. Gore, big ape of an idiot. And I got to tell you something. You know, as the Democrat that I am, Gore looks like I don't know what happened to him and who got a hold of his campaign. But if a guy could blow a campaign, that guy's trying every which way to do it. And he's still tied with Bush. And Bush must not be that great. He must really not be that great of a candidate. He ought to be just annihilating Gore by now. He ought to be destroying the guy by now. Because Gore looks like some kind of clown. He's got that goofball hairdo with the full-on blush and the goofy look on his face, invading people's personal space the way he walks up to him and go, I have a question for the vice president. Yes, can I help you? And the guy's like 2 feet away, breathing on him and stuff. This is America. We have personal space here. This ain't China where there's a billion people where you got no personal space. I was in China. I remember the Chinese walking up to me and breathing on me. All right, moving on. I have a very dear friend that I want to say hello to, and he knows who he is, and I'm not going to mention your name. But he called me this morning, and he said, we can't have our meeting today. I said, oh, really? Why? He said, because I'm going in for root canal. I said, oh, wow, that's a drag. I hope you're okay. He says, have you ever had a root canal? I said, yeah. Yeah, I have. He says, well, is it, what's it like? I said, well, you know, it's fine. It's okay. I said, it's nothing wrong with it. Well, what is it? It's like you get your tooth filled, only it's more of your tooth's getting filled, you know? Well, apparently he was nervous about it because I got a call from him. Actually, I didn't get a call from him. I got a call from somebody who he works with, and they said that he went into the dentist's office and had an anxiety attack, panicked, passed out. They had oxygen on him, and they had him on a gurney, shipping him off in an ambulance. I said, Jesus, you're kidding. No. He had a panic attack when he went in there because he saw the big needle they were going to stick up his face, and I guess he just freaked. So I hope you're okay, pal. I got no problem with needles, and I'm not saying I'm the most courageous guy in the world because I can freak out. I'll tell you what, like I've said, I got a fear of heights. I can't stand anywhere near the edge of a building. At the top of a building, I'm afraid that I'll jump. That's the thing about being afraid of heights, that you may not know this, but as crazy as this sounds, as much of afraid of being of falling that we are, I'm afraid that I'm going to be on top of a building and I'll just jump. I'll leap. Isn't that the crazy thing about having a fear of heights, that I'll just feel compelled to throw myself over the side? So I got my phobias, but I don't want, needles isn't one of them. I can, it's no problem, but certainly understand it. And this poor guy, apparently, next thing you know, he goes in for, it's kind of like saying that you're going in for to have, earwax removed and you're in ICU. You're in intensive care because you flipped out, man, when the doctor tried to fit you with a contact lens. So that's one of the things about telling people it ain't going to be that bad. You can't really do it. And I knew that he was afraid. I said, well, it's not really that bad of a thing, because it isn't really that bad of a thing. It's like one of my kids the other day says to me, did you have to have a painkiller before you had your tattoo? No. No, I didn't. Why? Because it doesn't hurt. I heard it's really painful that you have to take painkillers. I don't know where you're hearing this crap. But I'm telling you right now, son, I didn't have to have a painkiller before I got a tattoo. Well, you go out and get a tattoo tomorrow and tell me if it hurts. Oh, I'm sorry, you're only 11? Okay. Didn't hurt. People got a low threshold for pain, I guess. I don't know. Women, of course, have a high threshold for pain. Women are tougher than men. They are, period. They have much greater stamina than guys. And try telling that to 11 and 13-year-old boys. They'll throw you out of your own car. They'll throw you from your own vehicle, your own moving vehicle. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Your sister, who's 9, is tougher when it comes to pain than you. No, she's not. Oh, it's almost a riot, you know. She's having her birthday this coming Saturday. There's going to be, I don't know how many kids, brats just crawling all over that property. All of them little girls, all of them with a higher threshold of pain than me. Tell me that isn't embarrassing. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, we're going to be announcing our password coming up at the show. And that means you fax that password in when you hear it, along with your home telephone number and today's to the number that we give you. And you could win tickets to see us at the Museum of Television and Radio. It's the Phil Hendry Show.